The Israel Report with Rolien Marks.
Hello, Rolien. How are you?
Good, thanks. And you?
Yeah, very well, thank you. So we're talking about music that takes us back in time, just like Manish Tana takes us back to. Yeah, Manish Tana, you hear those opening chords and you can taste the egg dipped in salt water and the lettuce and the charoset and the hillel sandwich and all of that. So what music takes you back? Just before we talk the serious stuff.
Are we talking Pesach related?
No, we're talking life related.
Oh, Kat, there's so much. You know, if we had to play Desert Island Discs, I'd have to say a lot of stuff by U2.
Mm.
And I'd have to say Learning to Fly by Pink Floyd. When I was the music producer for Solid Gold Radio, that was a trillion years ago, giving away my age, that was the first song we played on air. So that's going back.
It's going back a very long time. All right, let's talk some news because you moved on from Solid Gold Radio.
A long time ago to the fabulous High FM.
And Russia Today, all sorts of places you're getting around these days. Rolien, IDF says Kochavi reveals his plans, successful test of Patriot and Iron Domes. Tell us about that.
Well, you know, we have a brand new, well, he's 3 months old, as the Ramatkal or IDF Chief of Staff, Aviv Kochavi, who, just for interest's sake, guys, is a vegan. He's our first vegan IDF Chief of Staff. He has revealed his plans for the IDF, and he has a policy, what he calls readiness and change. So he says that this is his framework for a multi-year plan to improve the Israel Defense Forces. And he says what he plans to do is to focus on continuing and strengthening two existing trends within the IDF, which is the greater distribution of technology and the use of artificial intelligence, although, Kath, nothing about our IDF is artificial, and better cooperation between the various branches and units. So also what he wants to do is he wants to establish a special unit that is responsible for integrating all this new technology. And he says this is going towards like modernizing the IDF. You know, this is going towards bringing new techniques, new technologies, all very exciting. And on the back of this, we had it cleared by the military censor, because otherwise I wouldn't be talking about it because I wouldn't know about it. And that is that the IDF have successfully conducted several live fire tests of its Patriot anti-missile and Iron Dome missile defense systems. And this was just the other day. So basically what the IDF did was they tested how well the systems respond to incoming projectiles at a variety of ranges and heights. And these tests have been completed very, very, very successfully, and they need to be rolled out, should we need to use them, as we have been surprised in recent months, the IDF is ready.
Fascinating. Absolutely fascinating. Rolien, staying with official, firstly, before I even tell you about that, before I ask you that question, I need to tell you that Clive, one of our listeners, actually sent through a question earlier. And this is for Kochavi. Is an argument between two vegans still called a beef?
Well, you know, they have imprinted, Clive. They have imprinted 3D meat, or meat that's taken from the cell of a cow. And there's a whole discussion around that. You know, is it vegan friendly? Is it not vegan friendly because it comes from the cell? So maybe you can still call an argument between two vegans a beef.
Yeah.
Or at least a soya. A soya steak? I don't know.
Maybe. Back to serious news. Israeli officials meet with Lebanese foreign minister.
Well, this is very, very interesting because,
what,
you know, there
is
a perception.
There? Yeah. What's going
there
on
is a
there?
Percep- All sorts of conversations are taking place with the Arab world that are very, very interesting to us. And I think there's a lot of overtures by many Arab countries who have realized, you know, Israel's not going anywhere. We face a common enemy. And, you know, it's more beneficial for everybody, and especially the region, if we all talk to each other and we all cooperate and we all look at ways that we can work together to solve some of the regional issues. So this week, a unnamed senior official in the Israeli government met with the Lebanese Foreign Minister Gebran Bassil, reportedly in Moscow, and this was reported by the Saudi Arabian newspaper Elaf. And we don't know the exact details of the meeting, but what we do know is that they apparently discussed borders, and that the meeting was under the auspices of Russia. And we were chatting just yesterday, you and I, about the increasing role that Russia is playing in the Middle East. You know, we discussed the fact this week that the Palestinians say that they are not prepared to meet Netanyahu under the auspices of the United States. But if Russia is willing to play some kind of a role, and knowing Putin the way we do, Kathy, I think that he probably would go for that. And also the fact that seemingly out of nowhere, Russia has returned the remains of Staff Sergeant Baumel. So another surprise, this time also involving Russia, who kind of mediated or hosted this meeting in Moscow, and the two countries discussed a lot of mutual interests, including Syria and the Assad regime, and the issue of Iran. And the Israeli official is reported to have said to the Lebanese foreign minister that Israel does not see Lebanon as an enemy, but will not hesitate to strike Iranian and Hezbollah interests in Lebanon. And apparently, the minister responded by saying, you know, please stop threatening Lebanon because of Hezbollah. Hezbollah is part of the components, and the Lebanese state will know how to deal with any kind of party or group under its sovereign.
And Netanyahu, he's received a formal tap as prime minister.
Yes, so Bibi begins his fifth term as prime minister. You know, there's a lot of talk about just how long he will, because we could see Mandelbrot, the attorney general, push for indictment. And could this mean the end of Bibi, or will this kind of fizzle off? But I guarantee you that you'll hear it here on Chai FM before you hear it anywhere else, because we, you know, we're efficient like that, Kathy. Am I right?
You're efficient like that, Roline.
You provide the space, I provide the information. How's that for a deal?
Yes.
That's the deal of the century, I think. But anyway, President Rivlin has given Prime Minister Netanyahu the go-ahead to form his coalition. This is because Netanyahu and the Likud party and all the groups that he has been speaking to currently hold 65 of the 120 seats in the Knesset. And now the real work begins. Now we will see the frantic telephone calls. I mean, I just find it very ironic that it happens over Pesach, when people will switch their phones off for some kind of a break. But now we will see a lot of jockeying for who wants which ministry, you know, who is best suited. Will Kochav Lavan, who are now the opposition, will they get key portfolios such as the defense ministry? I think most of the country will think that maybe that's probably a given the military power, the military know-how of the Kahol Velavan ticket. Rumor has it that the Justice Ministry is the first to be discussed. Very, very key role that the previous Justice Minister, Ayelet Shaked, from the New Right, Hayemini HaChadash, failing to make the threshold and gain a seat in the Knesset. And also other rumors this week circulating that even though she did not make it, she is still considered a star by Prime Minister Netanyahu, and it's going to be interesting to see what Bennett and Shaked's next move is. But it's going to be even more interesting to see who gets what. Will Prime Minister Netanyahu give up some of the portfolios he held in his previous administration, which garnered him a lot of criticism. Many Israelis feeling it's very undemocratic to hold more than one portfolio. And now the games begin.
Amazing. Rolene Marks, that is where we wrap up and that is where we leave it. And it's, all that's left is to wish you and your family a Chag Hashem Sameach. Really. And a good Shabbos.
Chag Sameach, everybody. Good Shabbos. And also to our non-Jewish friends and listeners who celebrate Easter, a very happy Easter.
A very, very happy Easter. Thank you, Rolene Marks.